would say amen. We're going to begin at verse number 1. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7, also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there shall it be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. Father, your word is anointed now, anoint our hearts and ears to receive from the word of God. We ask you today that you would enlighten us and give us understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. This is a new year. We don't know what's going to happen. We have no idea what God's plans are for our life. I don't think that our sister planned to be gone, but God had a plan for her life. This is why we all have to be ready. But I want to talk to you about the uncertainties of life and understanding how God works and understanding his will concerning our lives. The man that wrote this book was known as the wisest man to ever live. And even though he was wise, he was foolish, because this book is talking from the aspect of a preacher who had backslid. And in his backslid condition, he said that I got me manservants, I got me maidservants. He said I did all that my heart could desire. He said I checked out the madness of folly. And he said, and I found out that it's vanity of vanity. In other words, I did everything I could do. I filled my heart with all of the pleasures of life. I delved off into things that was just plain old madness and folly and foolishness. And I came to the realization that it was vanity and vexation of the spirit. When you are young, you are foolish. You do a lot of foolish things, a lot of things that when you get old, you're not proud of. And there are things that if God didn't know, you wish he didn't know. And the Bible said, remember the Lord in the days of thy youth, that when the evil days come, it turns into darkness. Now, that's an analogy, because it's talking about living in regret. There are some of us that if we were to be able to redo our lives over, there's a lot of things we would have done differently. There's a lot of people that we probably would not have hooked up with, a lot of places we probably wouldn't have went, a lot of things we may not have done. But we did that because, as Solomon has put it, because it was the madness of folly. There is pleasure in sin, but it's only for a season. Don't ever tell nobody ain't nothing out there, because it is. And reason why I know it is, because there's people out there enjoying it. In Psalm 73, the writer said, my feet were well nigh slip. They were well nigh gone. when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, he said, I almost slipped down and fell. He said, they had everything their heart could desire. He said, not only that, he said, there was no pain in their death. It just looked like they had a good time. You know, there is sometimes as a Christian, you start having thoughts of foolishness and folly. If I could just win that $500 million, if I could just scratch off three numbers, my life would just be so much better. If I could have what they have, I believe I'm going to be all right. And you know, our human will is, and desires are weak. Because there are a lot of folks that want to be rich. But the writer here tells us in the book of Proverbs, don't desire and seek to be rich. Because there's much sorrow to those who have. And he comes to this chapter because he's trying to explain to you the uncertainty of life. The ebbs and flows of life. There are times when you have, and there are times when you don't have. There are times when stuff go your way, and then there are times when things don't go your way. He's telling you don't put all your eggs in one basket. He's telling you don't invest your life in just one thing. He said learn how to cast your bread upon not the water, the waters. For thou shalt find it after many days. And what it is saying to you, and it's talking about your life investments, that even though the stock market is doing good, if you ain't in the stock market right now, you need to get in it. Because I'm telling you, the bread is flowing. I'm telling you, the 401ks are looking real good. Pension plans looking great. Amen? But when you cast your bread on the water, it'll flow back to you not many days hence. God is telling us through this man that we need to make some investments that will flow back to you. He said, give a portion to seven, also to eight. Now, the reason why he says this is because seven is the number of completion. After seven, our life is complete. But then he said, a portion also to eight. Eight is the number of new beginning. Our new beginnings happen when we die. So we move into the eighth. Or the first day. The first day and the eighth day are the same. And so when you enter into the eighth day, you're entering into what comes after seven. That's your new beginning. That's eternity. What you do with what you have on earth have eternal consequences. That's why people sow into things that have no profit. They sow into things that have no reward or flow back to you. God is a God of reciprocity. He's a God that allows things to flow in your life, and then he allows things to flow out of your life. There are a lot of us that have dammed up blessings that God wanted to flow into our life, because we don't want to let things go that need to flow out of our life. Somebody give God some praise right there. You'll catch up with me in a minute. You don't know how things are going to be tomorrow. That's why the Bible said, don't say you're going to go this place and that place, for you know not what tomorrow is going to be. But he said, rather say, if the Lord will. You don't know how things are going to be on tomorrow. Our life, our destiny is in the hands of God. The comings and going of man is in God's hand. That's why it said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. There are a lot of us that are trying to do things that's not in the flow of God. God have your life going a certain direction, and you're trying to take hold of your own life and do it the way you want to do it, and you find yourself somewhere shipwrecked because you're not in the flow. Somebody say, get in the flow. That's my message today. Get into the flow. Get into the flow of what God is doing in the earth. Get in the flow of what God is doing in your life. Those of you who have gone to college and have studied science and all of those things, you know that there are laws of the universe. Amen. There are particles that's in the universe that move faster than the speed of light. And these particles gets into a flow of the universe, and these laws are irrevocable. These laws don't change. There's nothing that you and I can do to stop the irrevocable laws of God. Some things are going to happen because it's in the laws of God. God has already spoken. He's already said it, and it shall be done. And this is the reason why you must understand that the operation of man, which has no power to suspend. There are circuits, there are jet flows, there are currents, there are things that God has set in motion that we have no control over. We cannot stop what God intended because it is what it is. I know we try to stop what God is trying to do, and we try to go a different direction. Listen, we say Jonah was out of the will of God because he got on a boat and he went another way. But the question is, was he out of the will of God? And the answer is no. Even though he went another direction, it was all in the will and the plan of God, because God prepared the storm. He prepared the hearts of the men to throw him over. He prepared the whale to swallow him up. He stayed in the whale's belly for 3 days. And after 3 days, he came to himself and realized, I got to do what God told me to do. And God's will was done. There were some irrevocable laws that had to take place, and God said, this is the way it's going to be. Listen, Bill Gates and all of these folks, they didn't plan to be rich. They had no idea that they would become a mega billionaires. They just had a dream. They just had an idea. That dream, that idea, amen, it produced, amen, riches and fame. Solomon didn't know that he was going to be one of the most richest, wealthiest men in the world. When he asked God, he said, Lord, I'm not asking for riches. I'm not asking for fame. I'm just asking you to give me wisdom that I may go in and out among your people. And with wisdom came fortune. With wisdom came fame. He didn't know that all these things were going to transpire in his life, but he went with the flow. And this is why I want to talk to you, saints of the Most High God, and let you know you better learn how God is moving. Learn where God is working. Learn the flow of God. The Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. God pours his flow in you. He pours his influence in you. He pours his power in you. He pours his wisdom in you. He pours his knowledge into you. And you're supposed to let that flow that comes out of you lead and guide you and direct you into all truth. Don't allow the flow that's operating in your life to get dammed up. Don't let it get stopped up. Don't let it get blocked up. Understand that God is trying to work something in your life to bring you to a place of blessing, to bring you to a place of miracle, to bring you to a place of manifestation. But you got to get in the flow. Life is full, as the songs say, of transition. And sometimes transition can be swift. In waters, there is what we call currents. And there's what they call an undercurrent. Fish, and those things that live in the water, That's their natural habitat. And they get in that jet stream of or current in the water, and they flow with it. When you get into that a current, it becomes, everybody say, effortless. The reason why some of y'all are having so many troubles and so much struggles is because you're not in the flow. You have to get into the flow of life, where blessings flow freely, where things God want to do in your life comes freely. We spend all of our time fighting against the flow, fighting against what God is trying to do. Even in aviation, they found out that there are jet streams, that if they learn when in aerodynamics, they've learned how to design their planes and learn how to design their aircrafts to go along with the jet streams. And you don't hear about a whole lot of cars, a lot of planes crashing anymore. And that the reason for that is because they've learned how to navigate in the jet streams that God have and that God has designed. They even learn how to go around certain things so you won't experience turbulence and you won't experience a lot of things that you probably would have experienced in the early days, the pioneer days of aviation. They've made it where you can fly and it's just like a smooth ride, riding on a car, just going down the street. Amen, somebody. Life is like that sometimes. We may hit a few turbulence. We may hit a few bumps in the road. But when you get in the flow of God, God's, he said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You ever see people, they always in trouble. They always struggling. They always broke. They always don't have nothing. They always got this going on, always got that going on. It's because they're not in the flow of God. When the Bible says where there is no wood, the fire go out. Listen, you take certain things out of your life and your life will start being smooth. They take certain people out of your life and your life gonna get a whole lot better. Listen, if you want the fire to stop burning, take the wood off the fire. Listen, where there is no backbiter, the Bible says strife cease. You ever notice when certain folks got in your life, how you got so much peace, how you got so much joy? The reason was because you got out of the flow of chaos and trouble and trial and aggravation and found you a smooth stream, found you a flow. That's why the Bible says he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. God have streams. He have flows that he flow into your life, want to bless you, want to keep you. Don't let this be a year of frustration. Don't let this be a year, listen, of Groundhog Day where you go from 1 year to the next year doing the same thing over and over and over, dealing, amen, with insanity. God wants you to go from light to light, victory to victory, joy to joy, peace to peace. That's what God wants you to do. God wants your life to become an ebb and flow. He wants things to be easy in your life. He wants things to be a blessing in your life. You ever just looked up and wonder why you got the check, why somebody bless you like that, why you got this, why you got that? Listen, you just keep looking and you just say, he keeps on, listen, blessing me. Listen, over and over continuously. Why? Because you're in the flow. Somebody say, I'm in the flow. Understand that when you get into the flow, nothing just happens. Everything happens because there are laws that God has set in place to bless your life. Amen. Understand that it rains on the just and the unjust. It the sun shines on the good and the bad. There's a lot of people think because the rain is flowing in their life and the sun is shining in their life that they're blessed. Let me just say this. He want to bless everybody. He don't just want to bless the saints. He want to bless because we're all God's children. He want all of us to bless. You know why I know he want all of us to bless? Because he lets it rain on the just and the unjust. You know, we get all excited when we get a house, speaking in tongues, dancing all around the property. We start claiming everything. This is what the Lord did for me. Hallelujah. Look what God did for me. But there's a neighbor next door that's having a beer party, a pool party, having barbecue, doing the same thing you do. God let it rain on them too. Amen. Sometimes it looks like God don't make sense. But understand how God, somebody say, works. The goodness of God leadeth them to repentance. Because when they get through drinking, when they get through smoking, when they get through partying, they're going to go to bed at night when it's midnight. Now, you know midnight when God do a lot of visiting. They're going to get to midnight and say, you know, I really don't deserve this. All the things I done done, all the places I done been, the situations I've been in, I really don't. Somebody say, the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee to repentance. It don't make sense to us how God does things. The prodigal son leaves home with all of his portions of good that the father gave him, and he goes out and ride to living and messing with harlots, amen, and going to a foreign country and ends up in a pig pen, comes to himself and said, I'm going back to my father. And when he went back to his father, his father received him like he never left. But the elder son, the saint that never backslid, the saint that ain't never smoked a cigarette, the saint that ain't never drunk nothing, the saint that's been faithful all the time, said, what's all that music up in the house? He said, your younger brother done came home. He said, what's going on? Well, why are we throwing a party and all of that? He said, tell my daddy to come out here. The father came out. He said, Dad, I didn't mess my life up with riotous living. I didn't do all the things that the younger son done. He said, you ain't let me throw no party for my friends. So he said, son, he said, the fatted calf was here all the time. You could have had a party for your friends anytime you wanted to. He said, but this is thy brother which was lost, but now he's found. He was blind, and now he can see. He said, this is why we having a party. See, we don't understand the workings and the ebbs and flow of God and how he does things. Sometimes God lets some people go out because he know they're coming back. But he let some of y'all out. Y'all may not never come back. If you read the book of Genesis, when Noah, after the flood, Noah let the raven out, and the raven never came back in. The Bible said he flew to and fro, to and fro, and never came back. But he let the dove out, and when the dove found no place to rest his feet, it came back to the ark of safety. You know, some people ain't got sense to come back to the ark of safety. Listen, where do I go when there's no foundation stable? Who do I run to? Come on, somebody. Listen, I go to the rock. I know he's able. I go to the rock. What am I saying here today? What I'm saying is there are ebbs and flows in our life. Don't try to make sense of other people's life. You just get in the flow. Don't try to make decisions for other folks' life. You get in the flow. Don't try to figure out why this happened and why. You make sure that you stay in the flow of God. Because whatever flowed to you, God sometimes will flow it away from you. But thank God that I'm in the flow. He know what I have need of even before I ask him. I just keep on doing what he wants me to do. And if I had a tag to this message, it would be hustle and flow. Now somebody said, wait a minute here, Pastor Ferguson. Hustle and flow, don't you know that's a moving? Don't you know that flow is cocaine? Well, that's what the world say it is. But the flow I'm talking about is a stream. The flow I'm talking about is that if you want to get in, you got to hustle. You got to do something. Listen, you looking at other folk all cross-eyed because they drive up in a 750 SI. They living in a gated community. They got 3-4 refrigerators. You wondering, hey man, why they can go get their nails done every week, their hair done. You want to know why they can take a plane first class every week. You worried about all their trips to the Bahamas and over here and over there trying to figure out why they getting this and why they got that, because they hustle. I ain't talking about the hustle right down the street. That ain't the hustle I'm talking about. I'm talking about being diligent. I'm talking about working. I'm talking about keeping a job. I'm talking about saving your money. I'm talking about advancing your education. I'm talking about going up to higher levels. Amen. You can't expect to be in the penthouse if you down in the mailroom and ain't doing nothing to make a difference. Amen. Everybody wants six figures. But if you can't count six figures, how you gonna get them? Because they can cheat you because you can't count. Amen. Even Ray Charles could count. He had eyes closed, but he could feel his money. I need 10 more dollars. Ray Charles knew how to count his money. See, understand, saints of God, that life is about ebbs and flows, but ebbs and flows come when you learn how to get in the flow and you got to hustle. Somebody said the hand of the diligent. You got to be diligent in what you do. If you want a great family, you got to be diligent at it. If you want a great job, you got to be diligent at it. If you want a great house, you got to be diligent at it. If you want to travel, you got to be diligent at what you do. And don't let nobody get in your flow. Don't let nobody stop you from your dream. Don't let nobody get in the way of what God is trying to do in your life. Listen, God didn't just put us down here just to go to church all the time. No, you don't want to hear that. You come to church to get refueled, retooled, refreshed, encouraged, built up. So when you go out into the world, you in the flow. Yeah, they drinking, they smoking, they doing this, but I'm in the flow. Yeah, they going here, going that, sleeping around. Not me. I'm in the flow. I can't mess this up. See, if you get out of the flow, you finna mess something up. You get out of the flow, you finna tear something up. Listen, the blessings of the Lord make it rich. He add no sorrow to him. The faithful shall abound with blessing. That's why we tell you to come to the house of God. Why? They that dwell in thy house shall still be praising thee. When you read Psalms 133, the very last verse, he said there is where he commanded the blessing. If you're not there, you don't get the blessing. Listen, every week you come to church, there's a blessing waiting on you with your name on it. Listen, God has prepared some things for you, but if you're not here to get them, then you miss the package. God has stored up blessings. Somebody say stored up. You know why I know it's stored up? Because the Bible says it. Leviticus 26 and 10. He says, I'm going to give you the old store because of the new. Somebody say the old store. In other words, there's stuff that you had dammed up in your life that finally has a release date. And God said, I'm going to give that to you first because you ain't got no room right now for the new. Because all the old stuff that's in store, the stuff that you mess your life up, the stuff that you should have got 10 years ago, the stuff you should have got 20 years ago, I can only give you that before I can give you the new. So guess what? If he gives you the old because of the new, then that means what's new going to become old. Because you just now getting old. And his blessings are new every morning. In other words, God's got a blessing for you every day. Every day you live, there's a brand new blessing. Every day you live, there's a brand new mercy. Every day you wake up, there's something brand new. You know, when I wake up in the morning, Brother Colbert, my hands are like this, like, what you got for me today, Jesus? What you got for me today? Amen. I'm telling you, the reason why I live this life, it ain't just because I don't want to be lost. I want to see what's in door number one, and door number two, and door number three. I want to see what the Lord has in store for me. God's got a blessing with your name on it. So when you get in the flow and you start working with the movings and the workings of God, things are going to start just, somebody say, adding up. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom and all his righteousness. All these things will be added. Somebody say, added. See, this ain't even prosperity message. This just the word. You see, if you're a child of God, you don't have to seek blessings. They're going to seek you. These blessings will overtake you. You'll be riding in the car, jump in your car. You'll be going to the mailbox, jumped in your mailbox. You'll be going to your 401k and trying to figure out how did it jump from here to there. Amen. Because God said these blessings will overtake you. If you're a child of God, you ought to expect to be blessed. Somebody say expect to be blessed. Amen. That's why the writer said in James, count it all joy. Somebody say count it. There was a man sitting on some steps, and while he was sitting on the steps, he just started counting. He said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 200, 300, 400. Somebody passed by and said, what you doing? He said, I'm counting my blessings. Then he kept going. And kept going. Listen, because God blesses us every day, you will never, ever be able to count the blessings that the Lord has blessed you with. He blessed you when you woke up. He blessed you while you were driving to work. He blessed you when you got to work. He blessed you, amen, when you felt that little pain in your side and didn't know what it was, and then it went away. He blessed you. He blessed you when you felt something hard in your chest and you thought you was having a heart attack, but it went away and you hadn't felt it no more. He blessed you when some crazy person was driving up the freeway, amen, going 100 miles an hour and almost ran you off the road, and God just kind of pulled your car out of the way. Listen, that's a blessing. I'm trying to tell you that God has everything in control. And if you're a child of God and you're in the flow of God, there are angels watching over you. And things that you think is just coincidence is divine providence. The reason why the report didn't come back like you thought it was going to come back with your fear is because God was in the situation turning things around for your good. Get a phone call and the doctor say, I need to see you. I look like I see something. I need to run an extra test. Got you all shook up, scared, ready to spaz out. And go back and the doctor said, nothing. We ain't find nothing. Now, that may not be true. You didn't, it was there. But nothing disappeared because somebody else was dealing with your situation. See, there's one doctor that's on earth, and there's another doctor up in heaven. Amen. And we go to the doctors to confirm whether we're healed or not. Amen. I'm not against doctors. Amen. I go to the doctor every year. I get a checkup. Amen. It's good to get checked up just so I can know I'm blessed. So when I walk in and doctor want to know what you're doing here, and he check this and check that and take my blood and all that good stuff. And when I don't hear from him, no news is good news. And I don't be getting no news. I love it. Thank you, Jesus. But if they call me and say, Ferguson, we need to see you right back. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what's going on here? But can I tell you, everybody say, fear not. Fear not. How many people have got a call back from the doctor and say, I need to see you. And then after you went and saw him and came back, the next test still came out negative. Because I still have a doctor named Dr. Jesus. And I don't have to fear. I don't have to fret. I don't have to worry. Listen, God got this thing all in control. God is blessing me. Somebody say over and over. Continuously. Amen. Now I'm stopping right here because I want to give you a word from the Lord. Amen. Prophetically. This is the year that God wants you. Somebody say me. Point to yourself. Say, this is the year God wants me to get in the flow. Say, this is the year of new beginning. That's what eight is. One is God. Eight is new beginning. Remember, the first day is the eighth day. This is 2000. And so we got the first day and the eighth day working together. First is God. Eight is your new beginning. Something new getting ready to start happening to you in your house. We've been fasting, started this week. I don't know what it was, but I felt something run through me like a river. God told me to tell the church, as you go through this month of consecration, look for some stuff to start flowing in your life. Some of y'all looking for jobs, coming. Looking for increase, coming. Looking for promotion, coming. Looking for favor, coming. Looking for something to change, coming. Amen. Notice when you read in the 58th chapter of Isaiah, when we talk about fasting, it said it breaks the bands of wickedness. So that means if somebody trying to curse you, that band is broken. Somebody said the bands of wickedness. If somebody trying to bind you, he said it breaks, am I saying every yoke? So fasting breaks every yoke. So this Tuesday and this Wednesday, we're going back to warfare. Somebody say warfare. When Jesus fought, he fought in the heavenlies. You don't fight with what's down here. Look at your neighbor and say, you ain't my enemy. No, you're not my enemy. Don't quit looking. You quit looking at Sister Sally and Brother John like they're your enemy. They ain't your enemy. Your enemy is the prince and the power of the air. So when you go fasting and when you start praying, the Bible said this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And so when we fast and we set ourselves to know wisdom and to fast after God, yokes begin to get broken. Somebody say, get ready for your miracle. Say, get ready for your breakthrough. Say, God's got a blessing with your name on it. And I'm not just trying to be cliches, and I'm not just trying to repeat a song. What I'm saying to you is that the blessings of God for Life Tabernacle, some great things getting ready to happen for Life Tabernacle and for you. Somebody say, great thing. I normally don't do this. I don't do it. Every year, but this is the year that I feel it. This is the year that I feel a release is coming to your house. Let me say this. Don't get scared, but let me say this. Angels getting ready to come to your house. Angels coming into your job. Angels going to your children's school. You know what the angels did for Lot and his family? He went into Sodom and Gomorrah and led them out. Hear what I'm trying to tell you all. Don't worry about your kids. Send a prayer to them. We praying for them. Wrong. Pray. Send a prayer to them. I'm sending this prayer to my son right now that's in school. I'm sending this prayer to him. I bind them demons and devils that's trying to mess with him. I come against everybody that's trying to fight with my grandson, fight with my son. Send the prayer to them. If you're going to send me a letter, don't have a letter for me. Get the letter. So you send prayer to the person. Somebody said, send your prayers to the person. Amen. And guess what happened? Who delivers the mail? The angels. The Bible said they're ministering spirit sent forth to the heirs of salvation.
Why are you over here? I just hope nothing bad happened to my kids. I'm just so scared. I'm just so worried.
Worry is the down payment you put on trouble before it ever get there. Worry is worshiping the devil. Worry is thinking the devil's thoughts. Great peace have they who love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. You got to think about the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. You got to understand that when you're in the flow of God, you're in the flow of his blessings. Somebody say amen. Amen. My cup runneth over. There are some things, more things I want to share, some more things I want to say, but I want you to hear me. Those of you that's been behind on time of what God is doing, God is telling me to tell you, get in the flow and everything's coming your way. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. When it rains, and if you have gutters, the rain flows into the gutters, and it comes down from the house through the gutters. And the gutters not doing anything but letting it flow through it. Somebody said letting it flow through it. So God says, I'll do the work, but who will let it? I just need somebody to just let me flow through this. Out of your belly, I need somebody to say, Lord, hear my, send me, flow through you. Somebody say, let flow through me, God. Hallelujah. Let's stand in God's presence.